So, the day after, what's the emotions like today, 18 hours after the fact?
Yeah, it's kind of set in more today. It's a little bit weird coming to the rink, and you kind of see everyone leaving. When the rink starts to get pretty empty, there's just the older guys out here now, so not a lot of bags in that room, and the stalls are empty, but in a way, it's a good feeling, too, you know, kind of, you know, a feeling you can reflect, you know, on all the good that's happened this year, and just kind of hang out with the guys for a couple more days before everyone goes their separate ways.
Do you get a little bit of a fire still under your belly, even though today you're not playing, that you can look ahead and say, okay, we've got pretty good prospects to do something pretty good next season?
Yeah, you kind of look ahead almost immediately. You know, you take a little bit of time to reflect, like I said, but yeah, it's all about next year now. So doing what I can to prepare and, you know, be the best for the team.
What did you learn from the Calgary series?
Yeah, learned a lot. I mean, played a lot of playoff games, and this series was no different. On the other side of it this time, we've kind of, you know, had our way with teams that way before in the past. So it's definitely a learning lesson to, you know, be on that side of it and see it from an opponent.
What did you see out of your younger teammates who were new to it? Did they adapt okay?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a big learning lesson for everyone. You know, we battled. You know, it might not look that way if you look at the box scores, but yeah, in a way, it was a lot of learning lessons for young guys and even guys like me. Yeah, I've played in playoff games, but I've never had the role that I've had this year in those big moments. So there's definitely a lot of things we can take from this, and it's valuable experience going into next year.
What was that role, and will it be expanded for you next year, do you think?
Yeah, for sure. It was just more of a, you know, relied upon offensively. 20 plus minute player, so yeah, looking to expand that role and, you know, have an even better season next year.
Okay. What stands out to you about this group of overagers that are leaving the team, and more specifically with Ben, the relationship you guys have had with him, with his impact that he's going to leave on the team as he goes to play in single?
Yeah, it's going to be different next year. Sandy's been here. First day I stepped foot here at camp, he was on my camp team. He was a 17-year-old kid, you know. I was just as young, 16, so it was a little bit different, but just growing with him over the years has been, it's been really special, and he's one of my best buddies, so someone I'll definitely keep in touch with, and Seeps as well, you know, someone who's came here last year, but feels like, you know, kind of grew up with him and grew a special bond, and then Scotty, just, you know, having him for the back half of this year, couldn't ask for a better teammate and a better guy, you know, to come into this situation. So, yeah, it's definitely going to suck, but there's a lot of things to learn about, you know, what they did for this team and to kind of carry that torch going into next year.
What was the season like? There were so many ups and downs and roster changes and big moves at the deadline and first place in the division and then almost winning the division and matching up against Calgary. Just the roller coaster of the season. How were you able to get through it?
Yeah, it was a blast. You know, they say every year the year goes by fast, but I think we, especially this year, it was a tale of two seasons for sure. A lot of change over at the start of the year, and then even more after the deadline. So, yeah, it was a fun year, one of the more fun years I've ever had playing hockey. So I learned a lot this year, and wouldn't want it any other way.
The mantra all year has been prove people wrong, they're not like us thing going into playoffs. Do you guys feel like you're able to accomplish that at the end of the season?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, no one had us penciled in making the playoffs, and we were about 3 minutes away from, you know, going to overtime in a banner game in PA. So, I mean, it is what it is, the way the season ended, and if that game goes another way, you know, maybe we're still playing, but at the end of the day, everything happens for a reason, and I think we definitely proved some people wrong, because people were having us, you know, packing our bags 2 weeks ago, and we're still here, so.
That's an emotional and physically draining playoff run. So, I mean, it's probably too early to say it, but is there a benefit to an extra, nearly four weeks of recharging and training in this offseason that might prepare you guys even better for the, you know, September, October?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you see it all the time at the next level with the playoff runs, and it's good to get that experience. It was only four games, but there's definitely some valuable lessons to be learned. And, yeah, we can, you know, kind of have more time to regroup, come back next year. And, I mean, we got that same mentality, you know, going into next year is we want to prove people wrong. We want to be even better next year, so.